Today's gospel reading is taken from the 7th chapter of Luke. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and took his place at the table. And a woman in the city, who was a sinner, having learned that he was eating in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster jar of ointment. She stood behind him at his feet weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears and to dry them with her hair. Then she continued kissing his feet and anointing them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw it, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what kind of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus spoke up and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Teacher," he replied, "speak." "A certain creditor had two debtors, one who owned 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debts for both of them. Now, which of them will love him more?" Simon answered, "I suppose the one for whom he canceled the greater debt." And Jesus said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house, you gave me no water for my feet, but she has bathed my feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore I tell you, her sins, which were many, have been forgiven. Hence she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." Then he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." But those who were at the table with him began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" And he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Soon afterwards, he went on through cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, as well as some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities: Mary, called Magdalena, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Herod Stuart Chutza, and Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. This is the gospel of the Lord. So today's text is about forgiveness. And so I'm going to define forgiveness, just a quick definition: a release of a burden, which can lead to freedom. It doesn't always, but a release of a burden, which can lead to freedom. And I think there's 3 things involved in forgiveness. It's intimate for all people, it's possible for all people, and it's available for you. So first of all, it's intimate for all people. In this story, Jesus is with a Pharisee, so he's with his in crowd. He's with his Jewish folks. And we don't know when this person who is identified as a woman and a sinner comes in, whether she's Jewish or not. She probably is, because they wouldn't call, well, maybe or maybe not, because she could be a Gentile, which would be a sinner just by definition because you're not Jewish. But it could have been some action she did based on the law of God, the law of Moses that was established. So this woman comes in and does all of these intimate acts. And in our world, it might seem almost sexualized, which just is how it is, you know. But I think, as I read it, it's about gratitude. And one of the Bible commentators says, when you have copious tears, there's nothing sexual about that. That is just weeping. Weeping is not that. So here is this woman who is weeping in gratitude and knows Jesus, knows that he brings peace and forgiveness. She knows it. And so for her, that intimacy was all she could do. "I am so grateful, Jesus. Thank you." Intimate for all people. Possible. Is forgiveness possible for all? So part of being in our world of the ELCA is we have a prison congregation out in Shelton. And so you saw some of you, if you wanted to sign up to come, you could do that. And Brian Smith, who you heard earlier in the announcements, Brian Smith and I went out there. And we had a wonderful time. Folks are always so welcome there. And one of the best things about being there is the music. And there's some fantastic musicians out there. I mean, like, I would pay to listen to this group of people do this music, but we didn't. We just sat together and praised God and sang songs. So Dave, this is can you call it up? The song, this is one song we sang, and I'm going to sing it to you once, and it's new to me, so I'll do my best, and then you're going to sing it with me two more times, and we're just going to sing it. And it's a statement of faith, because it's a creedal statement. So let's go. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered hell. We believe in His resurrection, and that He's coming back again. We believe. Now sing it with me. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in His resurrection, and that He's coming back again. We believe. One more time. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered hell. We believe in His resurrection, and that He's coming back again. We believe. I believe forgiveness is possible for all, because that song was sung by prisoners last night, and I sang with them. And now this song was sung by us, which I have the privilege of singing as well with you. In our text study that we have every Wednesday, one pastor said repeatedly, because this is how he felt, he said, we are broken. We are broken people. And that's just how he felt, because ministers sometimes feel broken. Sometimes we feel at less than 51% of faith. We are broken. And I believe forgiveness is possible because we are broken. And when we're broken, Jesus comes. Jesus comes and said, believe. Believe in me. See me. See my love for you. Know my love for you. The people out at Shelton, they know it. And they believe it. And they sing their faith. And that's a faith statement. And they are healed. And it's the same for us. Which is why forgiveness is for you. And when I'm looking at everybody who's looking at me. Forgiveness is for you. It's for you. In the name of Jesus, I am saying, like Peter, who said when Jesus first confronted him, he said, I'm a sinner, Jesus. I can't follow you. He said, follow. And he did. And it was for Peter, forgiveness. And it was for this woman, forgiveness. And forgiveness is for you. It's for you. It's for you. So right now, forgiveness is for you. You may be carrying something. You may be carrying something that just needs to be freed right now. You may have carried this for a long time and it's deep. And it's like, I can't let go of that. I can't. But I'm telling you, Jesus says to you, your sins are forgiven. I love you. Forgiveness is for you. That's the good news. That's what this woman was filled with, the good news of forgiveness for her. And that's why we come here, to be filled with the good news of forgiveness, which is for you, and for you, and for all of us. And then Jesus says, peace be with you. And so I say to you, peace be with you. Amen. Thank you. Amen.